Plymouth Argyle are entering the 2025-26 season with one goal, to get promoted back to the Championship. Following a nail-biting finish to last season's campaign, Plymouth found themselves in the relegation zone, meaning after just 2 years in the Championship, they were back in League One. However, no one in the Argyle camp wants to make this a permanent place in England's third tier of football. As new signing Caleb Watts puts it, it's a club that wants to be in the Championship. And alongside veteran winger Jamie Patterson, left-back Jack McKenzie and Matthias Ross from Champions League side Galatasaray, Plymouth's latest signings are making to look this dream a reality. Not only were the Pilgrims bringing in quality players, but they're also signing them on the cheap, with 7 of the 11 permanent signings made being free transfers. Everyone can see owner Simon Hallett's ambitions coming into the new Championship. Perhaps, however, the biggest change occurring at Home Park was the change in manager. Following the undesired departure of Miron Muslic to Schalke, Plymouth were desperate for a new manager. After a month of searching, negotiations and rumours, former Manchester United and Everton player Tom Cleverley put pen to paper and signed as the new Argyle boss. Cleverley's managerial career started following his retirement from playing football at Watford, where he went from the under-18s manager to caretaker manager to permanent manager before he was relieved of his duties at the end of last season. While some fans have criticised Cleverley's lack of experience, many saw this as yet another step forwards in their quest for promotion. All of this movement came to head in Plymouth's first two pre-season games in England as they beat Truro in a close-fought 2-3 victory, with new signings Pebble, Amachi and Watts all getting on the score sheet, as well as a 6-0 thrashing against Torquay United, with Pebble finding himself back on the score sheet alongside Barley Mumba, both with one goal. Amachi found the back of the net not once but twice, and skipper Joe Edgeworth closed the game out, scoring two of his own. Two well-deserved victory following a lot of strategic reinforcement. But that's not to say relegation doesn't have its drawbacks. Despite all the exciting players coming into the club, many crucial players from last season have left this summer. Not only were backline partnership Nikola Katic and Timotej Puljacz loan moves ended, meaning they had to move back to their original clubs, but club record arrival Taloverov has joined Stoke City for the same price he joined the club last season, £2 million. On top of this, fan favourite Ryan Hardy has made the move to Wrexham for £825,000. Further departures from Horton, Bundu, Randall, Grimshaw and Hajao have given fans something to worry about, especially as their last pre-season game against Bristol ended in a 2-0 loss. However, Cleverley assures that quality and intensity will certainly be there for the players in their opening game against Barnsley. While departures may have hit Plymouth Argyle this summer, their goal of promotion is very much alive thanks to new managers and new exciting players leading the way back to the Championship.